Greetings, child.
Yes, dear.
Once more, we are able to manifest and to speak unto you. And I feel as if when I speak unto you that I'm speaking to multitudes of people. Many of these people on your side, whom neither I nor you have had any contact with, because these tapes, these recordings, this message of the Spirit thus relayed can reach untold numbers of people. You endeavor to the best of your ability to spread the truth of life eternal, the power of the Holy Spirit manifests in so many different ways. These truths which you have been given for so long, this manifestation of love which goes forth into the darkness of your world to illuminate and to bring forth all that is good from the hearts of humanity. We have a great responsibility, and I think as I speak unto you of untold numbers of souls who no doubt in some future time shall hear the voice of the Spirit thus relayed, though at a later date still shall it have the power, still shall it be given to those who shall listen this truth through this instrument which you use. I do not think words will ever in any way convey the immense feelings that we have of love. Love is a condition which in itself cannot be expressed in the way in which we would wish, neither by word nor by any other means. For the power of love is so strong within us and must manifest accordingly in all manner of ways, reaching down into the depths of your world and rescuing those who are in the dregs and the darkness. For a long time you have served the power of the Spirit. For a long time indeed have you endeavored and labored in service and in love. And as I've always told you, great is the path that spreads yet before you. There are times when no doubt you are weary. There are times when no doubt you feel that you can do so little, but we are ever conscious of an inner strength, of a great power which even you yourself have not fully realized. It gives you a strength to go forward, to do a little more each day, each week, each month, each year. We have told you many times in the past that you shall be taken to many places, that you shall be enabled to preach the gospel and the power of love to mankind in divers ways and divers conditions and places. And the way opens out even more for you, child. Your strength, your physical strength and health shall be improved, and you will be refreshed and renewed with an inner fire that nothing can quench. There are times when, because you are human, that it is always perhaps difficult to realize what all this means. Because being as you are, humble in outlook, though strong in spirit, there are times when, because you are human, I will not say you are weak, but nevertheless,